The Mercury Policy Project says levels of mercury in canned tuna could be dangerous to small children or a developing fetus. It's calling for stricter guidelines on eating tuna and for more restrictions on mercury pollution from coal-fired power plants. But the tuna canning industry says the mercury levels in tuna are lower than the environmentalists say they are, and pollution is not the chief cause. Melanie Miller is with the U.S. Tuna Foundation. She says the chief source is naturally occurring mercury from underwater volcanoes.
There's nothing we can do about it. It's naturally occurring in the ocean, so we can't really reduce the amount of mercury. The only thing we can do is monitor it very closely and make sure that the levels of mercury that are in our cans of tuna are as low as possible.
Miller says tuna fishers try to take smaller, younger tuna, which have lower levels of mercury. Miller adds that consumers should follow the FDA's guidelines limiting the amount of tuna eaten each week. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.